The FT. This week, the UK's broadcasters announced plans for televised election debates between the leaders of the Conservative, Labour, Liberal Democrat and UKIP parties, but left no place for the Greens. I'm Barney Thompson, and I spoke to Green Party leader Natalie Bennett outside the House of Commons and asked her why she thought she deserved a slot in the TV debates.
As it's being proposed by the broadcasters now, what's set on the table is profoundly undemocratic and really threatens to damage politics in Britain. An important voice, the Green voice, is being missed out. If you look at both our results in terms of current polling data, the fact that we've beaten the Lib Dems both in the recent European elections and in the London Assembly and mayoral elections. But there's also the fact that in many areas, whether it's bringing the railways back into public hands, whether it's keeping the NHS publicly owned and publicly run, whether it's making the minimum wage a living wage, we represent a very large tranche of British opinion, which wouldn't be represented in those debates otherwise.
How do you respond to reports that the Labour Party has now put Sadiq Khan onto the Green issue, as it were, worried that you're going to take so many votes away from them at marginals that it's going to let the Tories in?
Regarding this as a compliment, basically as a starting point, it's a reflection of the fact that our support is growing very strongly. And we're certainly seeing both former Labour members, Labour supporters and Labour voters are coming over to us in large numbers. And because the fact is we're representing real change. We have an agenda that's not the neo-Thatcherite, neoliberal kind of agenda that's been ruling British politics for the past 35 or 40 years. We're saying that we have to have a society that works for the common good, in which everyone has access to the resources with a decent quality of life within the limits of our one planet. And the fact is, you know, Labour is basically offering more of the same, and people are fed up with that.
At the moment, it seems to be, though, that UKIP are making a lot of the running in the political agenda, and all anyone can apparently talk about is immigration and in or out of the EU in a referendum, possibly in 2017. Is a lot of your agenda, do you think, that's sliding out of the news and you're being drowned out by UKIP in that agenda?
Well, I think in both of those things, we've got unique and important things to say. In terms of immigration, first of all, we want to defend the free movement of people within the EU, really highlight the fact that the numbers are roughly equal in terms of Britons living on the continent and continental Europeans living here. And the fact that free movement is something that's valuable to all of us, gives all of us an opportunity to choose how we live our lives. And we should value that. And in terms of non-EU immigration, we say that we absolutely must respect the rights of people, both refugees, people who should have a right to live here through family ties, and other rights that simply aren't being respected at the moment. And, you know, the Lib Dems in particular tend to focus on the economic arguments about this. But we'd say, let's focus on the fact that we want a humane, decent society in which people should be able to live with their family, in which refugees shouldn't have to spend many years fighting for the right that should be theirs as a right under international treaties. So on immigration, we've got unique things to say, and we're the only ones standing up to UKIP in terms of the really dreadful, toxic race to the bottom on immigration rhetoric. And in terms of the EU, first of all, many people may not know that we support a referendum on the EU, but we would then be campaigning to remain in the EU. But we want a very much reformed EU. So what we want to see is we are the only party, major party, opposing TTIP, the proposed EU-US free trade deal. We're saying that Europe needs to be reformed. The subsidiarity principles in the Lisbon Treaty need to be respected. We need to not centralise power in Brussels, but make the decisions that we do need to make at Brussels. And also recognise the fact that we've had decades of peace arising out of the EU, and we need to respect that and recognise the importance of that.
Looking down a lot of your agenda, looking at your website and the things that you are pushing quite hard, a lot of them are issues of social issues, economic issues. Where is the environmental stuff?
I think we've just been having a long chat about energy policy, and we've got some very strong things to say on energy policy, particularly, you know, the focus on conservation needs to be the first thing. But, you know, what we've got at the moment is in Britain, we have four, and indeed the world, is four interlinked crises. We've got an economic crisis, we've got a social crisis in that a million people depending on food banks, you know, where simply the economy isn't meeting people's basic needs. We've got an environmental crisis. In Britain, we all use the resources collectively of three planets every year, although we've only got one planet. And we've got a political crisis in that people are profoundly disillusioned with the largest political parties. All of those things are interlinked. What we need to do, what we're trying to do, is bring them all together and so that people can see that we absolutely really need to massive radical change in our whole political system, our whole economic system, our whole way we treat the environment and the way we treat people.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.